The residents have raised the issue if somebody's walking there, which they frequently do, and people out jogging or whatever, you know, and there's also kids in there as well that could be out playing. Like this obviously nothing happened this time apart from a bit of damage to the wall, but you know, this is a case where something could happen, and luckily, you know, we're looking into it now before something serious happens. Obviously they said they're going to refer it to the safety engineer for assessment in relation to eligibility for low cost accident funding, and because of the low number of incidents have taken place, they're not sure if that is possible or not, but they said if it is not, they'll also consider putting up signage there, the roads department themselves, which is good news.
And do you think that'll be adequate then going forward, just signage there?
Well, you'd be hoping that they will get some funding from the low cost accident funding, but obviously, you know, there's difficulties there with the guards seeing around the corner. You know, there's hedges and stuff there too, so even a signage just to warn people that there's a corner there to reduce speed, because obviously it's on an 80 kilometre road, you know, which is too fast. You know, anybody coming into the corner 80 kilometres, you know, it'd be very dangerous, and especially with two cars meeting. And as I said, there's the added problem with people regularly walking and jogging in the area. I think it's just something that if they can't get the road fixed, which hopefully they can, at least have safety signage there to people reduce speed coming into the corner.